You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
A Mosinee woman has been charged with embezzling over $200,000 from the town of Bergen and a local nonprofit art association. According to a post from WJFW, Glorian Doyle, 65, has been charged with theft of movable property, which is more than $100,000, theft of a business setting between $10,000 and $100,000, 8 counts of forgery and misconduct of office excess authority. If she receives the maximum penalty, she would essentially spend the rest of her life behind bars. On January 16th, a deputy was sent to Bergen Town Hall, where they made contact with the town chairman. In July of 2024, the chairman stated the town board hired a new clerk, Boyle, and then he said a few weeks ago he noticed suspicious activity on the town account, and he believed Boyle was stealing from the town. The chairman stated that he noticed Boyle had forged a signature on checks, suspicious ATM withdrawals, and numerous unauthorized purchases. He said he found 2 checks for $10,000 to the Wisconsin Valley Art Association, which Boyle's on the board, but he's finding more, and the chairman stated he believes Doyle stole about $100,000. Between August and December of 2024, numerous checks written out to Doyle indicated there were more than $114,600 in funds unaccounted for. In a police interview on January 20th, Doyle said the funds went to pay personal bills, explaining she was several months behind on mortgage. Doyle also estimated she took more than $11,000 from the Wisconsin Valley Art Association and stated the checks she wrote from the town of Bergen were intended to cover that missing money up. However, when an audit was done, more than $103,500 were stolen from the association bank accounts between 2020 and 2025, with checks written to Cash, Glorian Doyle, or Doyle's Moon Saloon, a bar she owns in town of Moon. Wednesday, April 9th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., there's a basic technology help session at the Fields Public Library. The North Central Technical College invites you out to bring your smartphone, computer, tablet, or other devices. Kathy will be available to help with personalized technology support. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 9th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. First responders in southeastern Wisconsin are testing out a program that could eventually save lives statewide. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee County has taken a big step forward in emergency medical care. What's called a whole blood pilot program is underway, allowing paramedics to give blood transfusions to trauma patients in the field. The initiative involves several fire departments across the county, and it's already helped a gunshot victim. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the program is another example of the innovation embraced by Milwaukee's first responders.
The Wisconsin DMV has extended their hours ahead of today's election. The Wisconsin DOT has announced that DMV service centers will remain open until 6 p.m. The extended hours will enable those needing a photo ID, frequently those who are new to the state, time to visit a DMV. Voters who don't already have a Wisconsin driver's license, ID, or other form of identification needed to vote may still get a Wisconsin ID from the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles. The Wisconsin Elections Commission website explains the options for IDs to show at the polls, and there is no separate voter ID, and a federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. There are documentation requirements, such as a birth certificate, proof of identity, and Wisconsin residency, to obtain an official Wisconsin ID card, and the voter should bring any documentation available to the DMV to fill out 2 forms. The DMV's website has a locator to find the nearest DMV and to check wait times. The DMV's toll-free hotline is 844-588-1069 for any questions on obtaining an ID for voting purposes. And questions regarding voter eligibility, poll locations, voter registration information, or other election information may be found on the Wisconsin Elections Commission website, elections.wi.gov. Sunday, April 12th at 5 p.m., there's a Veterans Appreciation Dinner. The Victory Christian Center is thrilled to invite veterans and a guest to a special Veterans Appreciation Dinner. This event is their small way of expressing appreciation for the incredible contributions that veterans have made. They invite you to join them for an evening filled with camaraderie, delicious food, and meaningful conversation. Highlights of the event include a complimentary meal prepared with care, an inspiring guest speaker sharing their experiences, and door prize giveaways for attendees. Please RSVP by April 4th to secure your seat. You can RSVP by calling or texting Jason Hoffman at 262-902-8787, or you can call the church, 715-339-7111. You can also sign up online by checking the Victory Christian Center's Facebook page. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 12th, over at the Victory Christian Center in Phillips. Election day in Wisconsin is finally here. Savannah Tomey-Olson breaks down the statewide races.
The Supreme Court race will likely determine the future of abortion, collective bargaining, and other major issues in the state. The court currently has a liberal majority, but liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. That means the balance of the state's highest court is up to the voters today. Data shows spending in this race may reach $100 million. It's already the most expensive court race in American history. It shows just how important Wisconsin is to the national picture of politics. Analysts say this is also the first big chance to see how a purple state like Wisconsin has reacted to the first couple months of the Trump administration. Elon Musk has spent tens of millions of dollars trying to get conservative judge and former attorney Brad Schimmel elected, while Susan Crawford has also accepted money from billionaires. Meanwhile, the race for state superintendent will have implications for Wisconsin kids. Incumbent Jill Underly is being challenged by Brittany Kinzer. Underly is a former teacher who has spent the last few years at state superintendent, while Kinzer is an education consultant who's mostly worked in charter schools and doesn't have a teaching license in Wisconsin. Liberals have typically backed Underly, while conservatives have mostly supported Kinzer. There's also a question on the ballot today asking whether to amend the Wisconsin Constitution to require certain types of ID to vote. It would basically turn Wisconsin's existing voter ID laws into a constitutional amendment, meaning it would be harder to strike it down or repeal it. It's been proposed and supported by Republicans, and groups like the League of Women Voters and Disability Rights Wisconsin oppose it. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers get pounded by the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another lopsided loss for the Brewers, losing 11-1 to Kansas City. They fell behind 4-0 after just two innings and gave up six more in the seventh. Pitcher Aaron Civale out now with a pulled hamstring. They had to call up right-hander Grant Anderson from Nashville. Manager Pat Murphy.
Pitching staff is decimated. I mean, what can I tell you guys? I mean, a lot of our top pitchers aren't here. I said 8 out of the 13. And we've been a man down. Anderson got in at 3 in the morning and had to pitch today, more than he's pitched, just to suck it up for the team because we didn't have that many arms available.
NBA, the Bucks host the Phoenix Suns tonight at Fiserv Forum. At the NFL meetings in Florida, Brian Gutekunst asked if Jair Alexander could be back with the Pack.
Jair, I think we're still working through that. Obviously a very, very good player for us, and we have some time here to kind of figure that out.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been 30 years since the original Heat hit movie screens. Fans of Michael Mann's heist film starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino might be happy to know there is a sequel on the way. Rumors have Adam Driver and Austin Butler set to star in the new film, although nothing has been officially greenlit. According to Rolling Stone, Heat, which was released in 1995, was the 28th best film in the 90s, and it was the first time Al Pacino and Robert De Niro ever appeared on screen together. The actors were both in The Godfather 2, but never had a scene together on camera. According to Puberty.com, that's right, Heat 2 will be a sequel and a prequel all in one. Michael Mann has confirmed he has submitted a draft of the script to Warner Brothers. The plot sounds a bit convoluted, but interesting. There is no date yet for production to start, and sources say the film should hit theaters in late 2026. A new Hollywood power couple might be on the horizon if rumors are true. Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney have been seen together recently, just days after the actress broke up with her longtime boyfriend. The two stars of Anyone But You have put to bed rumors of any involvement previously. It's about time these two talented young actors started getting some publicity. Country singer Morgan Wallen made a controversial exit after being the musical guest on Saturday Night Live last weekend. Instead of mingling and being social, as is the custom, Morgan ditched the cast and posted a picture on social media of his plane and a caption that read, "Get me back to God's country." Wallen lives in Tennessee, a state recently voted one of the worst to live in a CNBC quality of life survey from 2024. Seems like God deserves better. So does Saturday Night Live. The weekend box office numbers are in, and they were good, but not great. Action was king as the new Jason Statham film, A Working Man, landed in first place with a haul of $15 million at the gate. The action film overcame mediocre reviews, but audiences responded to the tune of 90% favorability. Statham plays a construction worker who has to rescue his boss's daughter from human traffickers. Been there, folks. It's no easy task. Coming in second place last week was Disney's Snow White, which brought in about $1 million less at the box office, bringing its two-week total to about $66 million. Faith-based drama The Chosen Part 1 came in third place with a take of $11.5 million. There are no critics' reviews, but as with many faith-based films, audiences are raving about it. Part 2 opens next week. Rounding out the top five were the horror film The Woman in the Yard and the comedy Death of a Unicorn. Both films made their debut over the weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get into the low 40s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with some snow overnight. 1 to 3 inches of accumulation possible. 26 our low. Tomorrow, the snow will change to a little freezing rain and then to all rain with a high tomorrow near 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.